Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about how you can teach all of the elements of picture books, and this comes from an article in The Reading Teacher, in which an Arizona State University Teachers College professor talks about this idea of picture books being something that are often taught fairly straightforward, and this is to any grade level in the elementary grades, but there's actually a lot of layers of meaning that go unexplored. And so he talks about what those are. And there are some more jargony terms, so I'm going to go through what the different elements are and what they mean, and also what it means for the classroom. So the first of these are what are referred to as peritextual features, and that pretty much means every part of the picture book that isn't the body text pages. So that means the cover, it means the author's note, it means the dedication, the back pages, the title page. Everything that's not the body. And the reason this is important is because these aren't chosen randomly. They're actually really good sources of either information about the author, about the story. It's often a place where the author or illustrator might put in some humor. You can learn a lot actually out of those pieces, but they're often just sort of glossed over and we kind of jump right into the story. And so that's a piece that can be discussed with students, which can actually really help them understand more about what's going to happen in the story, what the story is all about, why the author is making the choices that he or she is. All of that good stuff comes from these peritextual features. Next are design elements. And the design elements are really sort of the physical structure of the book. So this is the color of the book. This is the size of the book. Is it laid out? Is it one of those long kind of landscape books, or is it very square shaped? How big are the pictures? What are the way the pictures and the text interact? Are there pages where there's lots of text and just a small picture? Is the picture dominating the page? Again, these are actually really good sources of information for kids and really rich discussions about why the author and the illustrator chose that the way that they chose to do it the way that they did. Because truly, if you've got a story where the text is very little per page, but the pictures are dominating, that might be a very different kind of story than if the text is dominating. Or, again, thinking about why a book might be long versus square or tall can be really good pieces of thinking about why was the book designed the way that it is. Next, art criticism. And what this essentially means is thinking about the illustrations in the book a little bit more from a perspective of where is that illustrator coming from? What sort of is the theme of the different kinds of illustrations? Does it fall into an art sort of movement or a type of art? And why would that be the way that it is? This is something where the teacher is going to probably need to bring some knowledge about sort of very basic art styles. And so what the author talks about is that might mean you need to spend a few minutes on Wikipedia to try to get a sense of the different sorts of art styles that go into children's books if you don't have a background in art history, which I think many of us don't. But it doesn't really take too long to learn this stuff. You only kind of need the 101 level of knowledge to be able to convey this to students. And then lastly, this is the idea of visual grammar, which is sort of a fancy way of saying how the illustrations tell the story. And so there's actually a lot more in there that we often think about in a picture book. For example, is the illustration showing the character facing out of the page at the reader, or is the illustration showing the character facing another character? Is the character very far away from the reader? Is it in terms of within wherever sort of setting that they're being shown in? Are they in the distance? Are they really close up? Are they in the forefront? You wouldn't think that it's actually that important, but these things shape, as readers, how we engage with the story. They shape sort of our reactions to the characters, what we think about the motivations of the characters. And so in the full article write-up, which you can download, there's a reference to some researchers that have done some more work on this specific piece of things. But it's really interesting to think about. We normally just kind of flip through and, you know, look at the pictures and show all the students, but we never really discuss, why is the picture the way that it is? What does that make us think? What does it make us feel? What would happen if it was different? And so with all of these elements, there are these really rich layers to the picture books that often just go undiscussed in our classrooms. But if we talk about them with students, we can not only help students build their background knowledge, really prime them to understand the story itself better, but we get them thinking about analyzing text, analyzing books, and thinking about them in a more comprehensive way than they might otherwise, which they're going to be able to apply not only to picture books, but to further text as they get more and more advanced in their reading. So, again, I would encourage you on this particular edition to really download the full article write-up, because these are somewhat technical terms, and the full article write-up has sort of more of an explanation of the definitions and examples and things like that. But I think that this is really an interesting way to think about the picture books that we often use and ways that we can teach them more fully in a way that's going to really help students understand them. So, thanks for watching, and happy teaching.